There you go. It's 7:13. They sold standing room only tickets. Is that correct?
Yep.
This game?
Uh-huh.
Well, there are people standing all over on one side of the stadium. What's the big deal?
That's right. Yeah. That's all it is standing room only.
So where did they put those people? Do we know? Do you know where that was, where the standing room tickets were? Did they let them stand in the zone club? They could have done that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and walk in those booths. Hey, I'm just going to stand back here.
Yeah, I don't mind, do you?
I won't eat any of them parfaits. I'll just stand back here.
I don't know, but I know that that was the absolutely the most, even with the seats on the track, that was the most crowded sideline I've ever been in. I thought I was like walking down the middle of Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras, just going from one end to the other. There were so many people on the sideline.
Excuse me, pardon me.
Yeah, I mean, it was like that. It was.
Did anybody yell, "Sit down, old man"?
No, I don't stand in one place very often, but I'm sure that there was a lot of that. But, yeah, the people that bought those $80 seats on the track.
Were those $80?
Well, I don't know how much they were. But anyway, they were too much. But when they bought, they were looking through people the whole game.
I'm guessing so.
So thank goodness for the big screen on for them.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But it was quite an atmosphere. I don't know if I recall. I'm sure that we've had people rush the field. I know the 85 Texas game when the Aggies clinched the Southwest Conference Championship and beat Texas there. I know everybody went out on the field then, but as far as going out there and singing the Aggie War Hymn and all that, I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty
special. Nobody
pretty
went for the goalpost, right?
No.
Okay.
No, pretty special stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I noticed the lack of traffic as I left. Because there just wasn't. Everybody stayed.
Yeah. Everybody stuck around.
Yeah. There were just people on the field.
So there we go. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, we got the game coming up. We'll have it right here on Friday.
Okay. Friday night. Yeah. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock.
Is Brent Musselman doing that job?
I don't know.
Game too? Okay.
I don't know. Musselman was there Saturday, right?
If it's Thursday, normally it's the game day crew.
Well, it's Friday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's Thursday.
Game's Thursday.
Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Not the game day crew, but the normal Thursday night crew of Reese Edwards and
we'll
Reese Davis, rather. And Craig James Jesse Palmer.
Yeah. And what bowl the Aggies projected for right now?
Most projections still have them in the Holiday, but if they win, just based on sheer momentum, they could go as high as Cotton.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be nice to keep them in the state.
That'd be real nice.
Yeah, Cotton and Alamo are looking very attractive right now.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, this is the year that that the Alamo has dibs before the Holiday Bowl does. So actually, the pecking order is BCS followed by Cotton, Alamo, Holiday.
Any bowl people can drive to is a good thing right now.
Yeah.
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 Leave a lot of money there and all that. Yeah.
You'd like to go to the Cotton, but with the Big 12 championship loser likely not going to be a BCS team, you're afraid that that team might get the Cotton. So I don't know.
We'll see how all that goes.
But we may still be in the Big 12 championship game.
Okay, so. And of course, coming up Friday, one of my favorite days, I just drive by Walmart. And of course, we have a big new Walmart in College Station now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it a supercenter.
No, okay. How many people are going to be out there? And then I saw a commercial last night that Target's opening at 4 in the morning. So I don't know. I may drive by there too just to see.
Oh yeah!
Watch the people carrying the big screens out on it. All the things that they're gonna do. 3% have already done their holiday shopping. Now what is that about? You're not even waiting until Black Friday to do that. Come on, that's what Consumer Reports says. The rest of us, nearly 47% plan to make some sort of a gift purchase over the weekend that includes Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
My wife got an early jump this year. She's
why?
Because she wanted to.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not, I mean, so it's not so much of a hit. I mean, we are a family on a budget, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's not so much of a hit in the span of 30 days. You know, and I say early. You know, we're talking. You know, started maybe early November, earlier this month. So,
but here's now the kind of interesting thing of these 47%. One third of those say that they'll be looking for things for themselves.
Ah, well, yeah, sure.
Well, duh.
Yeah, because nobody else gets them what they want.
That's
right.
Gifting yourself. Yeah. And of course, then there's Cyber Monday, which is a week from today that we can all look forward to. So, and of course, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Designed to answer those questions asked by the poultry impaired between the hours of 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. local time through Thanksgiving Day and into December for all of you turkey types. By the way, you can email them, too. They've got a talk line at butterball.com. But, gosh, butterball.com. And speaking of which, how many of you are going to have turkey roll on the Thanksgiving menu? Yeah. Just as a little little trivia, one-time Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, explicitly said there should not be turkey roll on the buffet backstage there was, and he threw a hissy fit.
Oh.
Well, it's pressed. Come on, man. That's just...
But it's parts. It's just parts in a roll.
Just violates the laws of nature.
Oh, I saw this and thought of you, Chase. It's 7:18, by the way. New Cafe, or New York Cafe, is selling a coffee drink with 10 shots of espresso in it.
Yeah, we were talking about this on the other on Candy this morning.
No, they thought of you as well?
Well, no, they were just talking about how absolutely ridiculous it was.
Uh-huh. I can't imagine that it could taste palatable in any way. Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm coughing a lot this morning,
We've got that button over there.
Well, you know what? But my light doesn't work, and it hadn't worked in 2 years.
Note to Dusty.
Anyway, this thing is... I thought I'd hit the off.
That's okay. 10 shots of espresso in it.
Yeah, that just can't be... It cannot, under any circumstances, be healthy.
Now, it says here that they won't sell it to anybody who is over 40, which may just be publicity. Tony Fisher says it's for the person who wants... He's the owner of the shop. Who wants to experience the limits of where coffee and espresso can go. And again, I cannot imagine that. That would taste good in any way. How much sugar can you put in it to make it palatable? So there's a lot of media hype about the so-called invasive security measures. Here's my problem, and I don't want to put my tinfoil hat on too much, but why did they do this right before Thanksgiving? Is there a reason that they decided that they wanted to encumber an already increase an already uncomfortable situation, which is airplane travel in general now? Why did they do that now, right here before Thanksgiving? You guys, any thoughts on that? Why did they think they needed to do that? It could have happened at any time.
Right.
And they may be saying it's in, I don't know, response to some study or whatever. But there's this kind of soft boycott that may happen. People may just decide to slow down as they go through lines. And, you know, if you're a TSA inspector, they're people too. I mean, you know, they live near us.
Yeah, I can't think any TSA inspector enjoys this any more than the people that are going through it either.
One would hope not. Yes, one would hope not. But anyhow, it's that's a problem. It, you know, it's going to cost more. It's going to slow things down. I guess pilots now don't have to go through it. But you miss your flight, and you're going to have people who are very, very angry. Uh-huh. And then every airline employee is going to have to put up with people who are going to be angry either having been through this or knowing that they're going to have to go through this. So the ticket agent who's got nothing to do with it is going to have to get a lot of anger out of that.
Well, now does the airline, okay, let's say it's time for the plane to leave, and only 70% of the people who have confirmed reservations are at the gate yet. What do they do? Do they close the gate? Do they hold the gate? Do they, you know, do they run late? What decision do they make on that?
I guess, you know, that's what's nice is a lot of folks around here probably don't travel by plane for the holidays. But, you know, there may be students who are going home or something for Thanksgiving, and they may have to endure this. But, and the worst, the most egregious violations of personal privacy are showing up now on the Internet. There was one yesterday, like a 10-year-old kid. They made him take his shirt off while his father's standing there. And, you know, how embarrassing that is. And just, I'm sure the father was just beyond angry over the whole thing. All right,
I just would not want to be in an airport and be the guy in charge of complaints this weekend. You know,
by the way,
the complaint department. Well, yeah,
and again, the federal government. You know, we're here to protect you. We're here to protect you. Altering photographs has become so unremarkable now that it happens on a regular basis. But there are companies, according to the New York Times. There are companies now that are contacting parents, talking to them about how they can, well, touch up that picture of their little dumpling out there, all the way up through high school, ranging from simply removing blemishes to more complicated alterations like changing hair length or whitening your teeth. And if your kid happens to be sick on the day of the classroom picture, they can just digitally insert him or her. As one might expect, the request for retouching photographs does increase as students get older. One company estimates that by senior year, sometimes half of all the class requests for retouching, by the time they're seniors, half of them are looking to get their pictures retouched, so they'll have glam shots in the... What? Go ahead and just rest your hand right there on your thumb. Your
That's
chin
right.
right there on your
yeah.
thumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Tuck your chin.
That's
tilt
it.
Your shoulder.
That's
now
it.
Look natural.
That's it. Yeah.
I can't.
Put that
That's
eyebrow
right.
up. Okay.
That's
there
right.
you go. Got that.
Right. Yeah. Head down. Look to the right. Yeah. Wait a second. Which are you?